And at last, he comes. Not gonna lie, I thought you might have stood me up. A very rude thing to do to your future queen, I think. Oh, come on now. Don't give me that, I got lost. I told you to meet me at the top of the highest tower in the castle at midnight. It's a very specific meeting time and place. Well, I am glad you did show up. It would have been very embarrassing to wait here all by my lonesome all night. Come here. I missed you. I know. I've been away for a long time, but I'm finally home, and I finally get to be with you again. And this time, I get to be with you for real. I'm not leaving again, at least not anytime soon, with the coronation so close. I know. I've been battling off marriage proposals for quite some time now. Isn't it supposed to be a backwards old notion that a queen needs a king to rule? Well, my father certainly doesn't think so. But very soon it won't be up to him anymore, will it? You're right, it definitely won't. And finally, when I am in charge, I will be able to do whatever I want. And that means that I get to have you all the time and be damned with what anyone else thinks of it. I guess it's true what they say, isn't it? Love is love. Who would have ever thought it, though? It is a bit backwards, if you think about it. The future queen. All wrapped up in a little peasant baker boy. My little peasant baker boy, though, aren't you? And soon, you won't be that anymore, though. You can be whatever you wanted to be. Well, except king. Because if you were king, then you would automatically be more in charge of the kingdom than me. I guess that's why it's called kingdom and not queendom. Bunch of nonsense, that is. Okay. I know I've been stalling, but I'm so happy to see you. I do have it. Yep. While I was away, I met up with that sorceress, and I had to make her a hefty deal to get the potion that I needed. But I did it, and I have it. Are you really sure you want to do this? Okay then, let's do it. I guess I just drink the potion. All right, here goes. It must take a second. Oh, but it does leave a nasty aftertaste, doesn't it? Oh! Ow! Fuck! Oh, it hurts. I can feel something growing. Oh, fuck. I guess we can look. Let me just pull my pants down. Well, there it is. It worked. I guess I kind of am the king now. I have a cock now. It's a nice one, too. Oh, you think so? Well, you know what we can do now. Kneel. Come on. Kneel for your queen. No. Kneel for your king and suck my cock. This is fun, isn't it? I'm glad you think so. Now do it. It feels definitely different. You look so good like that. On your knees in front of me. With my cock in your mouth. Oh. Oh, it does feel so good. But I can't take it too long because I want to fuck you too bad. That's it. Enough. Off. You know what I really want. That's right. I'm gonna fuck you in the ass with my brand new cock. How should I do it, Should I do it nice and slow? Like a lover, or should I fuck you hard and fast, like in a battle? What do you think, I knew that's what you would pick. Hold on, baby. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good to fuck you. Look at you, on your hands and knees, with my cock in your ass. You know, I think that when I ascend to rule, you can ascend by my side as my queen. What do you think about that, huh? Do you want to come, baby? Come on. Let's come together. Look at that. Look at that. My cum is dripping out your ass. Come here. Lay with me, baby. Whatever shady deal that sorceress calls in for me was completely worth it to be able to fuck you like that. I do love you. You know that, right? Come here.